Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lachlan with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, new funding and fire ant eradication program for southeast Queensland has failed to be agreed upon following a meeting on Thursday between state and federal agricultural ministers. A report by the Intergovernmental National Red Imported Fire Ant Eradication Program estimates that to eradicate the pest by 2032, $200 million to $300 million a year would be needed. Current funding is set to run out by mid-2024.
According to an international study, the urban reservoir in Forest Lake has ranked as the sixth most polluted lake in the world in terms of microplastic contamination. The study looked at 38 freshwater lakes across 23 countries, and Professors David Hamilton from Griffith University's Australian Rivers Institute has said that this could point to a similar problems in other lakes across Australia.
In national news, nationwide worker shortages provoke regional Queensland aged care centre closures. Across Australia, we are short of thousands of registered nurses to meet the 24/7 nursing requirement and 200 minutes of care per resident per day. These requirements set by the Royal Commission are putting pressure on operators' budgets. Mount Morgan Care Facility, Carnity Summit Cottages, is planning to close its doors later this year, as the centre needed 4 full-time registered nurses and 7 care workers, above and beyond what they currently have.
Aboriginal communities in Central Australia are working on a new children's album. The groundbreaking album, Ampe Marape Alihim, Kids Songs, is recorded in the endangered Arante language. Carol Turner, Arante educator, now a musician, says the project aims to educate people about the Arante language and culture through music, allowing kids to grow up with music and educational resources that reflect them and their culture.
In international news, helicopter pilot Brian Depore, who was involved in the 2019 New Zealand volcanic eruption, has told the Auckland District Court on Wednesday that he and two of his passengers had only escaped harm by jumping into the water. Two other passengers who hadn't made it into the water were unfortunately engulfed by hot ash and suffered severe burns. Depore testified in a case relating to safety breaches made by 3 tourism companies and 3 directors.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.